Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Randy Lurch. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Luzinski for the out. Two outs. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Baines moves to second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon takes first base on ball four. Baines moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. Jim Slayton now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, LaFleur hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper throws to second for one, and Yount throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Luzinski moves to second. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Paciorek reaches second base with a double. Luzinski scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paciorek scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball towards center. LaFleur settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on LaFleur. Thomas moves to third. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Paciorek scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howell for the out. Thomas scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-1, White Sox. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive towards first. Paciorek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rodriguez for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Almon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 1. the Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp who is chasing the ball. Cooper reaches third base with a triple. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper scores. One out. It's 9-2, White Sox. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Howell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gantner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Almon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. LaFleur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to second. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 3 in the game. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Bernazard moves to third. Kemp moves to second. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Patchy Orrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. Bernazard scores. Kemp moves to third. One out. It's 10-2, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rudy Law now playing center field. Mike Squires now playing first base. Mark Hill now catching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Simmons for a passed ball. Bernazard moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ogilvie throws the ball into Gantner, who tags Kemp, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bernazard moves to third. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bernazard tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-2, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing left field. Salome Barojas now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Barojas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howell for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.